Let us again start from the end of Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Vim Omaloi Chutz Mina Matones Pota Mina Matones. If a Kohen sold to a Yisroel a Behemoth, Chutz Mina Matones, the Matones he was Meshaya for himself, is Pota Mina Matones. So the Yisroel is Pota Mina Matones, the Matones belong to a Kohen. And we had mentioned the chiv matonis are whoever is a bailam on the matonis has to give the matonis to a kohen. No, if a matonis belong to a kohen, so it's potam in a matonis. Oremino, we learned a menas shamatone sheli, naisen lochol kohen sheyirtsu. We have a similar scenario. A Kohen sold a behemoth to Yisrael, and he spoke out, Al menas shamatone sheli, the matonish should be mine. And there the halacha is that he's chayev b'matonis, and naisen l'chol Kohen sheyirtze. And he doesn't, and then not necessarily does he have to give the matonis to this Kohen, he can give it to whoever Kohen he wants. So we have here a stira. The Mishnah says potam in amatonis, and here it says it's chayev amatonis, and he gives it to whichever coin he wants. So the Gemara says almanas achutz karamis. You're asking a stira between almanas and chutz. Chutz shiure, chutz is a shir. That means by chutz the matonis were never sold. The matonis remain in the reshus of the Kohen. So if the matonis belong to the Kohen, so the Yisrael is potter for matonis. Almenas lav shiure. Almenas is not a shir. Everything belongs to the Yisrael. So memel, if everything belongs to the Yisrael, so the Yisrael is chay b'matonis. Frekta Gemara Mino Alessu Akasha, so you're differentiating between Almenas and Chutz. Ramino, we learned Almenas Hamatones Shali, Hamatones Shaloi, that taki the matones belong to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, so this taki is tiran the two baraises, so the Gemara says, Boho Pligi, this taki is the machlaikis. Mar Sova Almenas Shiurehu, that the Loshen Almanas is not a Loshen of a Tanai, it's a Shir. He means, I'm selling it to you, Almanas Matonishli. In other words, I'm not selling you the Matonis. Umar Sover, Almanas, Lav Shiyuru, it's not a Shir. I'm selling you everything on the condition that the Matonis should remain mine. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to again mention the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, "Va'af al pi shetnai mutar shaloi kedivrei Rashi zal." The Ritva says that if it would make a tnai, so then the tnai would help. Shaloi kedivrei Rashi zal. Afilu hachi boi derami alei tnor sheyiten loy amatonis. Vilo omar almenashe titen le amatonis. Mahani tnor dolei didei masne. Aval hashte doma almenashe heim shali. Laftnohu uchipetume mili ba'alme. Now this is the Loshen of the Ritva. And the Ritva be'emesin is being ma'ire ahore. The Gemara clear the shayla why by chutz it's potam in amatonis, why ba'almenas it's chay v'matonis. So, and that the Gemara took care of this kashe. Almenas is a tnai, chutz is a shir, or kaponim according to the first paraisa. So memele, so it's a shir, so everything in reality belongs to the Yisrael. So therefore, there's a chiyuv matonis. But there is another problem. There's a problem that about koponim. Why is there halacha noisin lachol kain sheyirtze? He said al menas, so he should have. There was an upmach. Good, everything belongs to the kain, to the Yisrael. He's mechuyev to give matonis, but there was an upmach. Why do we ignore the Tanai? This kasha, the Ritva asks. Va'afal pi she'tnai mutar shaloi kedivrei Rashi zal. We'll see what how Rashi learned and dachsach me how the Ritva understood pshat and Rashi. So this is the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva is a kasha. Why doesn't the Tanai work to be Mechayiv the Israel to give the matonos to the Kohen, to the Moichem? So the Ritva says at Eretz, Afilohochi boi deromyi olei tnoi, sheyiten loi hamatonos. He should have said a Tanai. He said the wrong terminology. He should have said, Amenashe titen li hamatonos. That's what the Kohen should have said. V'ilu omar, amenashe titin li amatonis, mahani tnoi, the lady day master, there was a tnai, fakel, if he would have said to the Yisrael, that you should give me the matonis, so then the din would be the zachi of matonis, and the Yisrael is mechuyev to give the matonis to the koi. But, so, then there would be a din of noisim l'chol koin shir yiltze. Aval hashte da omar al menash shehem sheli. Now, but he did not say al menash she titne li amatonis. He said al menash shehem sheli. I'm selling you the behemoth. Al menash the matonis are mine. So the Ritva says lav tnoi. That's not a tnai. I'll make a tnai with you. You should give me so that obligates the koine to give him the matonis. But he said, al menash shamatonesh sheli. It should be mine. Now, how does it become yours? You sold it to me. If you'd be Mishael, so it's yours. That's good. But you sold it to me. So everything is mine. And you say, al menash shamatonesh sheli, the matonis should be mine. So that's not a tenai. It sounds like a plop. He's saying an impossibility. So, let's go nish mit go nish. He's not saying anything. So, therefore, that's where it does not. This is how the Ritva learns Pshat and Argamore. But the Ritva says, Va'afal pi she'tnai muto shaloi kedivrei Rashi zal. So now we have to learn Rashi and try to understand Shatn Rashi. Ureminu, Koyin zot Rashi, Koyin shemocha bahim ali Yisrael. Bo'om aloi almenas shamatonesh sheli. Noisnon Yisrael l'chol koyin sheyirtze. He gives it to every koyin. Why? Now Rashi is a problem. Why is it noisnon l'chol koyin sheyirtze? Why doesn't the Tanai work? So Rashi says, the kivin de kula behema zovin lei, since he sold him the whole behema, loy motzi las nuye lei haya matonis, he can't make a tnai with the matonis, she'enon sheloi, the matonis are not his, elo shel kehanim nino, the matonis are from the kahanim, ve'en loy behem elo teves hanot, he only has toivus hanot. Become akim shma min adachai b'matonis. So Rashi seems to ask the kasha, why does he give it l'kol koin sheyirtze? So Rashi says, acheshbin, he can't make at nine the matonis. She'enon shaloi, the matonis do not belong to the Yisrael. Ela shel kahanim nino, that the kahanims, vein loy behem, ela toibes hano. He only has toibes hano. Now, I'd like to mention two mahalchim. At the last year, we said a different mahalchim, the Chabrus. I'd like to mention two other mahalchim, Pshat and Rashi. I saw in Chidushim and Biurim, the Chidushim and Biurim wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. Shamatonish Shali Misparish Shiyu Shali Av Shiyisrael Ashoichet Loyitnem Loy V'zeh Ein Baikoyach Lahasnois. That means, so the Chidushim and Biurim wants to say Pshat and Rashi, similarly to the pshat that the Ritva Lamaisa says in the Gemara, that if he says, if I would have said you should give it to me, so you give it to me, fine. But you said they're mine. So if the Koyin, if the Leikeach, the Matonis would belong to the Leikeach, so then, it seems from the Chidushim Boom, then I can make a t'nai with you. It's your matonis. I want it should be mine. I want it should be mine. So perhaps there could be such a agreement. But since it's not his matonis, it's the Kahanim's matonis, I only have a tevis anor, so if you want to make up with me, I should give it to you. Fine. So I have a tevis, I can give it to you. But since you made up that they're mine without me giving it to you, and so it can't be yours if they're not mine. I mean, if it's mine, perhaps I can make it yours, but it's not mine, it's the Koyans. So we can't make such a tnai. That's what the Chidushim Biurim says. But I thought a different Pshat in Rashi, and Dachsachmir from the Ritva, Vaistois, the Ritva did not learn what the Chidushim Biurim says. Because the Ritva says, "Va'afal pi she'tnai muter sheloy kedivrei Rashi," so it would seem, and afilochi boy derom yelei tnai sheyiten lei amatonis vilom amanasha titen lei amatonis mahani tnoi dalei didei master. Now, the lashon of the Ritva would seem as follows: the Ritva is akasha l'chayra tnai should help. Why doesn't the tnai help? Not the way Rashi said. So he's like. He says, Rashi's wrong. A Tanai should help. But he says, no, the reason why a Tanai doesn't help, because he didn't make a Tanai. He didn't say, Amanasha Titnale. He said, Amanasha Matonishali. That's the Ritva. From the Rehitis, Loshana Ritva would seem that Rashi holds, Afu will say, Amanasha Matonishali means Amanasha Titnale. It also doesn't help. And that he disagrees with Rashi. So I thought perhaps we could be mavayer the machloikis Rashi in the Ritva as follows. Almenashe titenli, it seems from the Ritva the Rashi learned almenashe matonishli, almenashe titenli amatonis. Titen means to give. To give means you should give something of yours to me. That's the type of giving. I'm giving. Now, Rashi held, you can never give the matonis. I'm sorry. If they'd be mine, it could be that is pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, you can't make it, I should give you the matonis because they're not mine. I can't give them to you. So that's pshat and Rashi. She'enom sheloi, elo shel kahanim nino, ve'eloi ve'em alatoibis ano. That's not, to make a tonight to give if someone is a gizbor, if someone is an apotropis, so mamele, it's not called I'm giving. Giving means I give from mine to you. So Rashi learned pshat, almanashe matonis shali, means you should give me the matonis. Talk it the way the Ritva said, you should give me the matonis. And Rashi held, but I can't give them matonis. That's an impossibility because they're not mine to give. I have tevis anot, but I can't give them to you. And if mekainim anachnu, we can perhaps understand why the Ritva is chilek on Rashi. There's a moiridike Ritva in Kedushin, daf nun chesam at beit. The Ritva says in Kedushin, amu'uyim dike chedush. The laman di omar, the toivis hanom omi, if you hold toivis hanom omi, Choshiv hu. So the matanes, the trumes, talking about truma over there, ki ilu kuloi sheloi legamri mishum ahu toives ano de islei begabe. Amoyre dike Ritva, and let us say what the Ritva say. The Gemara says in Kedushin that if a person stole tevel from a Yisrael, so there's a machlekes habaraises, what does the ganef have to pay to the Yisrael? He stole tevel. Now let's make a cheshbon nefesh. He stole tevel. The whole tevel is worth $100. Now, from this tevel, the tenth will go for ma'aserishin and then truma. So let's say, achre kechleis hakol, the Yisrael will have $85 worth of chulin. I mean, this tevel that's worth $100, but he's not going to keep this. He's only going to have $85 worth. So there's a machlokes. I'm just saying, go about the Ritva learn pshat in the Gemara. The other Rishayim learn a different pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva alone brings down a different pshat. So there's a machlokes two man the omrim. How much does the ganav have to pay the nignav? He stole tevel that's worth $100. So one Baraisa says he has to pay him the Mechulun Shaboy. He pays him $85. That's why he stole from you. I mean, the other $15, that's Mamashen Le Tevim. I mean, we're not talking about that. From you, I stole $85. And there's another man, the Yoma, that says you pay $100. That's what the Ritva, you pay $100. Why'd you pay $100? Zokte Ritva Mirdi Kevol. De Laman de Yama de Taivis Hano Momin Choshevu Ke Ilu Kuloi Sheloi Le Gamri Mishum Ahu Taivis Hano De Islai Begavi. Trumis Pshat Taivis Hano Momin means everything is mine. The Trum is mine. But there's a mitzvah on me. I should give it to whoever I want to give it to. But it's mine to give. That's, so my megla, if a ganav stole it, and Shuldik, you stole from me $100. That's how the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin. So my megla, im kainim anachdu, so that's where the Ritva is chaylik on Rashi. Amanashe, shamatoni shali, the Ritva learns means amanashe titnali amatonis. He learned that that's what it means. And Rashi learns like that, what the Ritva says. I said, what's wrong with amanashe titnali amatonis? He can be mekayim. It's a good night, not the way Rashi says. Because Arbanasha Titnili means you should give me yours. Nasina means you should give me yours. You should give it to me. That's what Arbanasha Titnili. So Rashi said, I can't be Mekayim that Anshuldik. It's not mine. It belongs to the Kahanim. I can't give it to you. I'm only, I have a schus, I can tell it. I only have tevis or no, but I can't give you the maton. So Mamei Larashi holds the tnai of a menashe titnili doesn't help because you made a tnai with someone. I can't give you the maton because they're not mine to give. And the ritual is shitos, the inclusion is chaylik. The ritual says, why not? If he would say a menashe titnili, it's gevaldik. He can give the maton because the maton belong to him and he can give the maton. L'chayre could be this is pshat and the machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. Now let us see Toisvis. So the Gemara said chut shiyuru almenas lav shiyuru. Almenas is not a shiur. Bim toima frak Toisvis riyom ale almenas damrine noisnei l'chol koyin sheyirtze. He said almenas im kena mekach botel. He made a tanai. And he said that the tanai was you should give the matonis to me. Now, we see from Taisvis clearly that Taisvis Zicha held it's a tanai. Taisvis held it's a tanai. It's not the way the Ritva said pshat. Almanash and matonishli means the matonis are mine. Taisa Zicha did not learn like the Ritva, because it means Taisa didn't learn like the Ritva. Taisa learns it's a tanai, because the Ritva says you can't make a tanai manashe matonishli because it's pitum emili, it's a galachta. How can the matonis be mine? So lechayre Taisvis learns al menashe titnili means you should give me. Fakach Taisvis, so fakasnit, he doesn't give. So how can you say that nice on kol kain sheyirtze? Now let's start from the second teretz and work our way back. Inami. So Taisvis says, havi kemoi masne al mashe kosa batayre. This is a tenai take. But it's making at Namash Amashe Kosoba Tere Shoshosai Tere Litnam Lachol Mishi Yirtze. The Tere said the Yisrael can give it to whoever he wants. Zok Tehilike Chazainish. Let's pshat in the second Teretz of Taisvis. He says like this. If Taisvis would have learned, Al Menas Shamatonis means you should give me the Matonis. So, what, why is this Masna Masha Kosu B'Toyre? Rabbi Yit, you have Toyves Ano. You have a right to give it to whoever you want to. I'm making a deal with you. I'm selling you the Behema on the condition you should give it to me. That means every Toyves Ano works like that. The Kohen gives it to one Kohen. He has an Egiya to give to this Kohen, whatever. Someone gives him some money. He has an Egiya. He wanted to buy the Behemah, so the Kohen said, listen, Rabbi, I'm only selling you the Behemah on this condition, you should give it to me. And so I have Tavis, fuck it. I'll see your Tavis, and now you should give it to me. So why is this Masna Masha Kosa B'Teire? Tavis says, she'll show Teire Litnum Lachom Mishir, it's fine. But, Zot the Chazaynish, that Tavis Lamshad Al Menas Shematonish means, you're mechuyev to give it to me. Not you should give it to me. You should give it to me means that you could give it to whoever you want to, but I'm selling to you, I'm an ash, you should give it to me. That's a kosher tonight. If he wants to give it to him, it's good. If he doesn't want to give it to him, so the mekach will be bottle. I mean, this is a good tonight, you know. Ot noyim, this. This is also, you have Toivis Anoa, I'm asking you, you should, out your Toivis Anoa, you should give it to me. So therefore, Zukta Chazaynish, Toivis held, Amenashe Titnili means that it's not it's mine, not you should give it to me, I'm giving it to you, that I'm selling it to you, Amenas, that you should be Mechuyev to give it to me. Mechuyev to give it to you, Anshuldi. So you want to create a matziv that the teveyach is mechuyev to give it to one kohen and shuldi. There's no such din. The Torah said the teveyach has a right to choose which kohen he wants to give it. You want to make that there should be I should have a bailus. That I'm a chuyiv to give it to you. That's masna masha kosa b'tayr. Masna, you want to make just like we have a klal. I want to make a kedushin. Amanash ein l'chalai sheik susvoin. So what's pshat? You want to make a kedushin without shibudim. That's what you want. You can't make such a t'nai. That's masna masha kosa b'tayr. And Taisvis in Ksubis is Mavayah. I der mensch chayt chay v'kayim. I only want Kedushin this way. So Taisvis says, Nai is a chiddush. Taisvis Daphne Bob in Ksubis says, Nai is a chiddush. Liyosa diba mevatol maise. Really, you're making a maise Kedushin. A tenai b'chlal shouldn't be b'koyach to make conditions in whatever you're doing. Liyosa diba mevatol maise. But the Torah was machadish a parsha of tnoi. But the parsha has to be said in a proper way. So if you're going to make a tnai that's not masna masha kosa b'teira, the tnai will help. If you want to make something that's kineged das Torah, you can't make such a thing. Finished. You want to make, I should have a bailis in this payment, I'm a chuyiv to give to you. That you can't do. That is the second teretz of Taisvis. Now, the first teretz of Taisus, which we had learned 2 days ago, the first teretz from Taisus holds it is a t'nai. Now, Taisus says, the mekach is not bottle, and we said a mordike bir from the Meiri, that the Meiri says, that when do you say the mekach is bottle, if the bitel t'nai, if bishas bitel t'nai, so the moicher will get back the chayfetz he sold and is masking to give back the money. But over here, the whole oifen that there'll be a bittel at night will be after it's geshochten, and then there'll be a din bittel at night, so it'll come out that the moicher will have to pay back the lekeich, and he's going to get back a geshochten abeheime. A teure yodel l'seif daite, Yizicha does not want to be mevatel the mekach. The mekach, if there'll be a bittel at night. That's, we mentioned, that's what the Miri says. But the Chazayin Ish asks, so, but why wasn't Teisvis noches to the Svorz Masna Mashakosa Bateire? That the Chazayin Ish, the first Teretz of Teisvis, learned Amenas Shamatonishli means Amenashe Titinli. And it could very well be the way we said Pshad according to Rashi. Shetitenli means that is not masna mashekosa bateir. I'm not taking away any of your rights. You should give it to me. But there's a new problem. I can't give it to you because it's not mine. The way we had wanted to say pshat in Rashi. Omale mecheli b'nei meyer. We can have a meiridike gemara now, which Taisvis blibes at the end of the sugya with a tzorach here. Taisvis does not know pshat in the sugya. And Rashi says, peledik ezachem. I would just like to say pshat in Rashi. I saw the Chassam Sefer says this pshat in Rashi. But before we say pshat in Rashi, let us just have a little background of what the Mishnah says. Let us just look at Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, where the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, which this is a very meiridike hakdome to our sugya. This is around it's around 10 lines from the top. Lokach imenu b'mishkol. If a person purchased the matonis from a Yisrael, that means like this. He came over, let's understand what happened over here. A Yid comes over to another Yid, a Tabach, Shechted the Behemah. I want to buy 5 pounds of meat. 5 pounds of meat. And good, so we weigh the 5 pounds of meat. One of the 5 pounds is the kever. The lekeh wants to buy the kever, and he's giving him money for 5 pounds of meat, and the kever weighs 1 pound. So, in other words, let's understand what happened over here. So, he's purchasing the kever. So, let's tap him on the shoulder. Rabid, you know, this is not for sale. This goes to the kahanim. So he tells the person, the person taps him on the shoulder, mind your own business. Fine. Good. So he went and he's bought 5 pounds of meat, and one of the 5 pounds is the kever. Fine. Now, so let us see what happens later. Ha'lokach emenu b'mishko, nois noi l'koy. So but now the kohen taps him on the shoulder, we'll see, and the kohen says, shoulder trabid, this cannot remain by you. This is mom and coin. You give me the kaven. Shteit the Mishneh, nois noi l'koyim. He gives it to the coin. So may I finish? We'll see soon. The coin, mons him out gazel. This is, you gazel, this does not belong, this is not for sale. This belongs to the kahanim. Nois noi l'koyim, umenakelei min adomim. And, but now he goes back to the moicher and he tells him, you know, I paid for one pound, stolen goods. I paid for that. So he goes back to the moicher and asks him back to give him back the money that he paid for this pound. Frag the Gemara, amai lehevi kemazik matnes kohuna oisha ochlam. So the Gemara says, what shot? The Kohen pats him on the shoulder. What? The Kohen comes to him, tells him, you know, that the kever belongs to the Shevet Kahanim. So this Lekech should tell him, Anshulduk, who are you? I'm supposed to give it to you? It's mom and chain like Taiva. Who's going to mom for me? Every kai that's going to come to him, he's going to tell him that, I don't have to pay you anything. I have to pay you anything. It's mom and chain like Taiva. That's what Rav Chisda said. Amazik matnes kun is mother. So what's that nice now like kai? So the Gemara, shani hosam disnayu beinai. No. The Mishnah is speaking about noisnon lekoyim, is speaking about that the keva is ben. When the keva is ben, let's not go into the oimek advarim, when the keva is ben, then a koyin can mon from the yidin, not I'll give it to another koyin, I'm sorry, you have stolen goods over here, you have to give it to, it seems the first koyin that comes, here you can't, you have to give it to a koyin. Don't pay me a cup. When it comes to paying, you can pay a cup. You say, I won't pay you. A good talk. You have here, mom and koyin, you have to give it to a koyin. You make up your mind in 5 minutes which koyin you want to give it to. But you have to give it to a koyin. So that's what the Gemara says. So now we know pshat in the Mishnah. We know pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that the matana is be'en. The matan is ben. We are moaning, and a koyin can moan from the lekeya, and so that you have to give this matane. So that's it in Take. Take has to give the matane, no dreidler, and he gets, and he moans back from the moicher, the money that he had. He goes to the moich and he gets back the money he had paid for it. Now let us just see Rashi and Daf Kuf Lamed Alef. Lo kach imenu b'mishkol halitra kach v'kach b'shokal lo yakeve. And he weighed the keve. Noisnam loy lekeach lekoyim, shrei hagezel etzloy betzorich lohoshiv. Now we have to, we see from this Rashi amir de gezach, he gives it to the koyim al tashavas gzeile. Rashi does not say he gives it to the koyim al mamoyni gaboch. Rashi does not say he gives it to the koyim because there's a mitzvah of matnas kohune. Rashi says he gives it to the koyin al tashavas zeila. You lekeach are a gazlin. There's a din on you veheishiv es zeila. You have to give it to a koyin. And the Gemara has the kasha, but it's mamin shein leitayvim. That was the Gemara's kasha. It's mamin shein leitayvim. So the Gemara says, but abechi nakelim in adomim al kolchay shemocha davo shein eshaloi. Lemaise, the moiches got took money for stolen goods. So, he has to give him back the money. V'amai noisna lekoyin, lehevi kemazik matneskun, it's momin shein leitoyven. So the Gemara says, if it is be'en, there's no kind of momin shein leitoyven, there's a chiv eishev, a sekzel, you have to give it to a koyin. Don't tell me not you, you have to give it to a koyin. That's what we have in this Gemara. So we know now that our Mishnah is speaking out that when it's be'en, and there's no problem of momin shein leitoyvim, whatever the oimek advarim is, when there's a chiyav hashavas gzeila, you have to give it to a koyim, and you can't say I'll give it to a different koyim. You have to give it to a koyim. Omarav. Now let's go back to Kuf Lamed Dalet. Omarav leishanu elo sheshokal la'atzmoi. The Mishnah that says that the Lekeach gives it to the Koyim is speaking about that the Moicher, the Tabach, did not do anything with the Keve. That means the Lekeach was the complete culprit. It could be the Tabach was masking, but Al-Koponim, that means the Maisik Zeile was done completely through the Lekeach. The Lekeach took the Keva, he weighed the Keva, and he took it for himself. So the Maisik Zayla, that means to, before the Lekeach, you had a behemoth with Matonis, and nothing was done as yet. The Tabach didn't want to do anything. He's not touching it. So the Lekeach went, no problem. The Lekeach went and took it. I'm taking it for myself. I'm buying it for myself. And some Amela. So then the din is, the Lekeach is a gazlin, and the Lekeach has to pay the nice non Lekoim. Zotrav leishono sheshokala atzmoi. Avo shokaloi hatabach adin imatabach. Now let us see what Rashi says. Leishono, heiche, that what it says in the Mishnah. The lokach himenu b'mishkal, diktoni, it says in the Mishnah, noisnon lekeach lekoyim. Lekeach gives it to the koyim, v'hu choyzer v'toyveya domi min atabach. That means that he has to give it to the koyim, elok sheshoklon lekeach latzmoy. The Mishnah is speaking about lekeach took it for himself. The kivin the tabach leinoga b'hem. The tabach did not touch it. Einoi bal dvorim shel koyim. That means like this. The koyim will come to the tabach and they'll tell the tabach, you sold the keve to the lekeach. You sold the keve. So the koyim is going to come to the tabach and he say, you're a gazlan. You stole it from me. So the tabach will say, the kiven the tabach loinoga b'hem, I stole, I didn't do anything. So memeile einay bal dvorim shel koyim. What do you want? He stole, not me. I didn't steal anything from you. I took money from him, but that's not your business. But I didn't steal from you. So memeile einay bal dvorim shel koyim. I have nothing to do with the koyim. Lefichach. So who is the gazlan? Ze ha-lekeach. The noisnon. No, so the lekeach is the one that has to give it to the lekeach is the one that has to give it to the koyim. Vu shoyu le-adomim. And he goes back to the moicha and asks him for the domim. Shalatabach oyamuta litaim. The tabach was mechuyev to give this to the koyim. Now, exactly, if Shal Tabach Oyemuta Litein means what Rashi said before, that he sold something that's not his, if Rashi means something else, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, the Lekech gets money from the Tabach. And Agavucha, we see Amoyre Dikazach. Lechoyre, we are speaking about that the Lekech knew it was stolen goods. We're not talking about, I mean, he knew, Rashi said he's a gazlan. And he gave money for it. And now, Afal P came, now he comes to the Moicher, and he says, listen, I gave money for you, that was Kozman, the hand of the law was, I thought I could evade the law, but now the Koyin says, Amir Dikazah. That means even though you knew it was stolen, you paid me for it, now you can run back the money. I mean, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Avol shoklon loy tabach. But what is the din if the tabach took the keve and he waited for the dust? You want to buy a pound of meat? Here's the keve, is a pound of meat. Fine. Shoklon loy tabach. Shal hadin shel koyin umachlukusoy utviyosoy. Ashes Amur de Koloshin, the din, the machlokes, and the tviye, af imatabachu. Now the koyin does not have to go only to the lekeach. Vatabach choyza aleim im yesh ben. Now the tabach will go and see if it's ben. Noisnam lekoyin, vachimifolosh vareisha goizel babakame, the af imatabach komarav. Now, but it says in Baba Kama, let's not go into that, but Al Kaponim, that's what Rashi says here. Now, we have to appreciate, Rashi said here, a mouthful. Adin im atabach, Rav said,
if the tabach was a gaslan, adin namayim a tabach. I mean, if the kohen wants to go to the lekeach, there's no shaila whatsoever. You can go to lekeach. Lekeach is the stolen goods. You tell him beheishiv is a gzela, rabide, and shuldik. You give it to me. That's no shaila whatsoever. But if the kohen wants, now, for, let's make some for practical purposes, the lekeach went to Alaska. He's not going to go to Alaska for these matanas. He comes to the tabach. The tabach says, if you want, I'll give you the address of the lekeach. He says, no. I'm money from you. You're a gazlan. You stole it. You're also a gazlan. You're not in it. You were naga. You picked it up. You're a gazlan. You picked it up to sell. So he says, now what do you want me to do? You go to Alaska. You're a gazlan. You go. If it's be'en, you get it and give it to me. You're a gazlan. You're mechui ve'eshev es gzeila. So, now, why does Rashi say, let's be elach, why does Rashi say if it's be'en? And what if it's not be'en? So it would seem from Rashi, if it's not be'en. So then you're moneying money from me and shuldi. Money, it's mom and chain leitayim. Money, nothing but to talk about. But if it is be'en, so then the kohen does not have to go to Alaska to run after the tabach. The kohen, to run after the lekeach, the kohen can come to the tabach and said, you stole it, you stole it. You lifted it up to sell your gazlan. You're a gazlan just like him. So memele, you're a gazlan, you're mechui veshev esagzela. How you mechai veshev esagzela? You go to the lekeach, you get it. That's not my problem. You go to him and you get it. So from Rashi we see clearly, it's speaking about that it's ben. If it's not ben, forget about it. Then we have a whole sugi before the moment shein leitayim. There's nothing but to talk about. There's no one's going to pay anything because you don't have a koyin to be teveya money. That be money. It's moment shein leitayim. But if it's ben, we hear the gemadav kuf lamadalu. If it's ben, there's no chesar in a moment shein leitayim. So Rav said, Adini matabach. You can mon from the tabach also. Rav Asi Omar, and Rav Asi said, Afilu shokel loy tabach, Afilu the tabach waited and took it to sell. Hadin imoy, you mon from the lekeach. You don't mon from the tabach, you mon from the lekeach. Zot Rashi, Hadin imoy, dinoy shel koyin, utvi osoy, im halekeach. You just man from the lekeach. You don't man from the tabach. You man from the lekeach. Who? Hoyil v'yeshna l'gzeila be'en v'mokim shu shom, v'mokim shu shom yelech. That means, and let us just say a little lagdome, the din, according to Rav Asi, Rav Yit, the mitzvah of Ahesh, we have two gazlonim over here. We have to realize this. We have the tabach was a gazlon, and the lekech was a gazlon. The mitzvah of Ahesh as a gzeile is on who? Rav Asi said is on the lekech. He is the gzeile. He's holding, he has stolen goods in his possession. He has the mitzvah of Ahesh as a gzeile. The tabach, according to Rav Asi, I'm sorry. I don't have the gzeila. There's no mitzvah on me of a heshev as a gzeila, since I don't have the gzeila. You mun from the gazlan. You don't mun from me. That's, we have a machlokes, Rav Asi and Rav. So now the Gemara wanted to say, Leime b'da Rav Chizde komiflegi, the Omar Rav Chizde gezel gozal v'le nishyayshu abaylam, Ba'acha va'ochloi rotza mize goive, rotza mize goive, de mar islei de Rav Chizde, umar leslei de Rav Chizde. So the Gemara says, so this machlokes between Rav Asi and Rav is a machlokes that you hold like Rav Chizde, or don't you hold like Rav Chizde. And I'd like to give a little hakdom over here. And we're learning this Gemara, the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. And it's a Meir Dikazach. Now, before we try to understand
our Gemara, let us try to understand what Rav Chisda was Mechadish, and there are Chilkim on Rav Chisda, Rami Bar Chome is Chilik on Rav Chisda, and he holds, there's no din of Rotze Mizeh Goybe, Rotze. Rav Chisda holds, there's no din of Rotze Mizeh Goybe, Rotze Mizeh Goybe. Now, let us try to understand Rav Chisda's Halacha, and try to understand what the Machlokes is. Reuven stole something. Reuven stole food from Levi. Reuven stole food from Levi. Now, this food, for all practical purposes, is now not Pashus Levi anymore. I mean, Levi, Reuven stole it. It's not by Levi anymore. Shimon went. Shimon went and ate it. Either Shimon stole it from Reuven, or it's irrelevant. Shimon ate it. Now Levi comes to Shimon and tells Shimon, you ate my food. So Shimon tells Levi, and Shuldik, let's be realistic. If I wouldn't have eaten it, would you have had the food? And Shuldik, Reuven stole it from you. It wasn't by you, it wasn't by you side by side. Reuven stole it, but Reuven had no intentions of giving it back to you. So what I did in no way harmed you. I didn't steal from you. It's stolen already. Reuven stole it. It's a memela. I did not take anything away from you. It was taken away from you. So there's a svara to say, and Rami Bar Chama said, you can't mum from Shimon. You can mum from Reuven. Reuven is the gavlut. Shimon wasn't mechadish agzela, it's stolen already. Levi didn't have it. Some of my levus keter on that I ate it, vagint menisht. You didn't have it. It's stolen from you. Some of my so Rami Bar Chome said that Shimon is potter. You can't mount from Shimon, you mount from Reuven. Rav Chisda said, you can mount from both. You can mount from both. Now what is the svara of Rav Chisda? So Rav Chisda said, Shimon also took it away from Levi. What said he took it away? Because Kozman, that it was by Reuven, there was still a possibility it could somehow get back to Levi. So he took it away from the Rishus of Levi, but there's still one that can be a little optimistic, maybe eventually might get back to Levi. Shimon was ma'abedet min ha'olam, Shimon took it away from Levi. So that's that he took it more away from Levi than Reuven. Or, let us say, he also took it away from Levi. So, for also taking it away from Levi, I can mum from Shimon also. So, there, the case of bo achava ochloi, is a machloikis, Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chome, can you mourn from Shimon? And there the Shaila is Shimon also a Gazlan or not? That means the Gzela really started by Reuven. It's not by Levi anymore. Is Shimon also a Gazlan? So if Shimon is also a Gazlan, Levi can mourn from Shimon also. But Reuven is Zichra a Gazlan. That's what Rav Chisda holds, and Rami Bar Chome holds no. The Gazlan is Reuven. If Reuven stole it, Reuven is the Gazlan. Shimon it's not called also a Gazlan. It was taken away already from Shimon, from Levi. Shimon is not a Gazlan. That's a Machlokes, Rami Bar Chome and Rav Chisda. Now, let us come to our case. Now, our case is the exact opposite. Our case is like this. We have here the Tabach went and stole the Kaveh. The Tabach stole the Kaveh, he lifted up, he's selling it to the Likayah. The Tabach is a guy, he made a Maisig Nebe, that's for sure. Now he gave it over to the Likayah. Now the Likayah has the Gnebe, Bushusai. Now will Clara Shaila, who's the Iker Ganef? So if you look at it, who the Iker Ganef is, Shimon is Iker the Iker Ganef now. Shimon has the stolen goods in his possession. That means Shimon is really a ganef. I mean, Levi doesn't have that because Shimon is holding the matnas kohuna. Shimon here is the Ika Ganev. Reuven was also a Ganev. I mean, it got into Shimon's Rishus because Reuven stole it to give to Shimon. Reuven is also a Ganev. But the Ika Ganev over here is Shimon. And this is the exact opposite of Rav Chisda's case. Rav Chisda's case, the first Ganev is the Ika Ganev. He made it Ois. Ois Rishus of Levi. The Shaila is Shimon who ate it also a Ganev. Here we have the exact opposite. Shimon is Zicher a Ganev, and Reuven is, could be also a Ganev. He stole it. I mean, now he doesn't have the stolen goods by him anymore. He stole it. The stolen good is now by Shimon. So Shimon is the Iker Ganev, but Reuven is also a Ganev. So now, if we hold like Rav Chisda, we hold like Rav Chisda, so then you can mum from Reuven also, you can mum from the Tabach also. If you don't hold like Rav Chisda, then you can only mum from the Lekeach and not from the Tabach. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. We hear our machlokes Rav and Ravasi. Rav said, Adini matabach sarashis, and dimi matabach, gami matabach. You can mum from the Tabach also. Ravasi said, no, you can only mum from the Lekeach, not from the Tabach. So it comes out, Rav holds like Rav Chisda. That means that if since Reuven made a Maisa Gneve, even though Shimon is the Iker Ganev, Shimon has the stolen goods in his Rishus, he can mum from Reuven also. So Rav holds like Rav Chisda. And Rav Asi holds like Rami Bachom, he can only mum from the Iker Ganev. So in the case of Bekamet, Bo'achav Ochle, Dika Ganev is the first one. He made it that it's not Roshus HaNignav. And Vayos Dika Ganev is the Lekeach. So that's what Rav Asi says, Adin Imoy, only with the Lekeach and not from the Tabach. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Rav Islay de Rav Chisde. Rashi says, Rav holds like Rav Chisde. Now we'll have the din rotzim izegoy, but the kivin, the koidim, yush, ochloi zeha achrein, since the achrein ate it before yish, avalei iu gazlun alai, he's also called a gazlun, the second one, the kol mikama yish, b'shusei de morikaim, it's still called, it's b'shus of the bailum, kol heichet isnayu, so it's called, I also stole from you. And that's a memele, so, Rav Asi holds like Rami Bachom, and that's we can only mon from the Iker Ganev, and Rav holds like Rav Chisda, you can mon from the Tabach also. That was the Havamina of the Gemara.